Boko Haram claims responsibility in Nigeria. E3 Partners releases a book of powerful faith stories. And Dr. John Hash remembered. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Explosions and gunfire were heard in Nigeria's Kano State Wednesday and Thursday. It comes on the heels of a bombing Sunday that targeted two churches in Niger State. The incidents are being blamed on Boko Haram, a terrorist group running rampant throughout the country. Open Door's Carl Muller says it will probably get worse before it gets better.
Increasingly intentional activity of Boko Haram is now taking on the characteristics of a real war. These are not random attacks, as are often characterized in the media, but they're really intentional and they're designed with one purpose in mind, and that's the elimination of Christianity.
Even as some are fleeing the country, Open Doors is coming alongside many believers who are staying put.
We're still seeing Christians stand for their faith very strongly in northern Nigeria. We're seeing the church become a beacon of what faith really looks like. And we're believing that there's more than ever the opportunity for the gospel to penetrate the hearts of those who are persecuting.
Next, a new blow to Greece's financial sector. Fitch Ratings lowered Greece's credit grade from a C to a triple C Wednesday. The rating came right after the Eurozone passed a 130 billion euro bailout for Greece. AMG International's Tassos Ioannidis says the new rating doesn't bode well.
The most significant implication of this is that the market and the rating agency does not believe that the bailout package is adequate to ensure that Greece survives bankruptcy. This indicates that Fitch believes that Greece is more than likely to default.
Default could devastate AMG's Evangelical Hospital. The government reimburses St. Luke's for insurance costs, but is way behind on payments. Default may mean no payments at all.
Financially, it would be a big hit for the ministry, particularly at a time when it's so much needed. We have so many people that come to us right now seeking help, and it's a great opportunity also to share the gospel.
Keep praying. You're listening to Mission Network News. Everyone who wants to hear the gospel has access to it in the United States, right? Well, maybe not. There are a lot of ministries in the U.S., but the fifth largest minority language is seldom reached. The deaf. The Evangelical Free Church of America reports about 20% of Americans have some level of hearing loss, and many churches do little to accommodate them. The EFCA has three levels of ministry to reach the deaf as people, not a project. Learn more about it at our website. Meanwhile, E3 Partners' IamSecond.com videos are giving life to an IamSecond book. IamSecond started off with 80 video stories of people coming to Christ. Now, 20 of these stories are in book form. Co-author Doug Bender says one of the stories is about former lead guitarist for Korn, Brian Head Welch.
The video is him, you know, sharing a story of how he ended up leaving Korn and found God. And so we got that story in the book. We also have this great story right after that is someone who came to Christ and became second as a result of watching his video.
While inspirational, Bender says the book was designed to be a tool for evangelism.
The book captures a way that really engages everybody. Everybody loves a great story. And it's not argumentative. It's not, you know, hitching the face of the Bible. It's a series of 20 stories that are very engaging that you feel comfortable giving this to a non-Christian and really helping that conversation to start.
And the legacy of a man who believed in Bible literacy will endure. A memorial service was held on Monday, February 20th for Dr. John A. Hash, founder of both Bible Pathway Ministries and the International Bible Reading Association. From creating a Bible reading program to launching the Bible reading marathons, he saw to it that more people caught the vision. Both ministries will continue providing means for Bible literacy. Dr. Hash went to be with the Lord on February the 5th. There's more on him at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Biblica, which used to be International Bible Society, wants you to have a free NIV Gospel of John. Why? So you can use it or tell your friends the most incredible story ever told, the good news of Jesus Christ. How do you get yours? Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or place your free order immediately at missionnetworknews.org and click on the Gospel of John link. I'm Greg Yoder.